You're listening to the 4 Point Families Podcast, recorded the week of April 15th, 2014. Well, hello and welcome to the 4 Point Families Podcast. My name is Michael Prince, and I'm your host and the founder of 4 Point Families. Quick update about us. We are still on the fundraising road, having conversations with people about how to partner with us. For more information about that, you can check out 4pointfamilies.com, and there's information on partnering with us in ministry as well as financially and in prayer, and all of that's there. You can also link from there to all of our different web things like Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. It's all there. Check it out and go see what's going on with 4 Point Families. We've been excited to minister at a couple churches and attend a church that does family ministry really well and get some inspiration from that. Met with a pastor there who does things well there for families, and it was a really good time. But thank you for listening. We got a great fun show today. We're going to talk about some parents in the news. We're going to talk about some pretty cool, interesting things with music out there right now. We're going to do an iTunes top five. And then I've got a fun Facebook conversation that we had that I want to talk about as well. So let's get right to it with Parents in the News. Huge teen sexting ring busted. Posted April 7th, 2014. Newser reports, after being tipped off by a mom concerned about her daughter's Instagram activity, police busted a huge teen sexting ring in Virginia. Some guys made up an Instagram page. They got naked pictures from all these girls, and they started posting them on the Instagram page, explains a teen at Louisa County High School. The page, which has since been taken down, has had more than 1,000 pictures and videos of teens, most of them sexually explicit, and the investigation involves more than 100 teenagers. The chief deputy says the pictures featuring teens aged 14 to 17 appear to have been consensual. The sheriff's office isn't planning to charge any of the kids. Authorities just hope the investigation will teach them to think twice before sexting photos to other people. I hope they learn how dangerous it is to do and how it can get into the wrong people's hands, the chief deputy says. Deputies took 25 phones from teens who may have been involved and are trying to figure out who started the page. The teens involved span six counties, WWBT reports. So there's a story about kids doing things online that they feel like might be safe, or they think girls sending pictures that they think are private to boys, or maybe they don't even think are private. They just send them to a group of boys because they think it's silly, or they think it's fun, or they think it's sexy. And eventually there are websites where anyone can come and visit these videos and see these pictures. It says most of them were sexually explicit. That's interesting. Ages 14 to 17. This is child pornography in this country. And it's being done consensually by teens, being distributed by other teenagers. That's why, mom and dad, we got to pay attention to what our kids are doing online and what they're doing on their phones. You know, I very, very strongly advocate that your kids do not need online privacy. It's just not important. It's not required. It's not something that your kids really deserve or have to have. I believe in that strongly, because our young people are not in a place in their lives where they're going to make responsible decisions online. It's just not often going to happen. Most adults don't. Just creep Facebook for a while. Most grown-ups aren't making responsible decisions online. We've got to pay close attention to what our kids are doing, or stuff like this happens, and you get this child pornography ring basically happening. And I'm shocked that there's no charges being pressed on any of these people, even though they were consensual. These kids are underage, and they says it just hopes the investigation will teach them to think twice before sexting photos to other people. I hope that it makes parents think twice before giving their kids a phone that the parent doesn't ever look to see what's being sent back and forth. I think parents, you need to pay close attention to that stuff. Here's another reason. This is another news story. A mom reads son's Facebook and saves him from shooting. This is also from Newser. This was posted April 8th, 2014. It says, perhaps the most incredible result to come from a parent monitoring her child's Facebook page. A Salt Lake mom who did just that managed to help intercept two teens who allegedly planned to shoot her son. The mom called a police officer who serves as a resource officer at West High School Friday and said that she saw comments from two male teenagers on Facebook threatening to come to the school and shoot her son. She had actually read the threats and seen the threat on his Facebook page, a police detective tells the Deseret News. The detective says there's also a picture of a gun posted to Instagram, and the hand holding it had gang-affiliated letters written on it. Police officers searched the school and the surrounding area around 2 p.m. and found the teens who allegedly made the threats in a car parked nearby, along with allegedly the picture of the gun, or the pictured gun, ammos, drugs, and lots of money. Police believe the boys ages 16 and 17 were waiting there in order to confront their intended target after school, NBC News reports. They were booked on various charges. The incident is suspected to be gang-related. So, a mom was doing what I highly recommend moms do and dads do. They were creeping their kid's Facebook page. She was creeping her son's Facebook page, and she came across a threat that somebody wanted to shoot him. Can you imagine? Can you imagine coming across that in an Instagram picture with a gun that they want to do it with? And she did what I think is the right thing to do, obviously. She contacts a police officer who helps out at the school. He does some investigating and finds the guys. And sure enough, that seemed to have been their plan. Again, obviously, these two news stories are related for our show today. They're related to encourage us that our kids, like I said, don't need online privacy. There's too much out there that's trying to deceive or trick or harm our children, our teenagers, our kids. And maybe you trust your kid, and I'll leave that up to you. Maybe you trust your kid. You know your kids. I don't. Maybe you trust them, and you think they can be trusted to handle a Facebook page, and they don't need me creeping their every move and checking on every post and reading everything they do and finding all the clubs or the groups they're a part of, and they don't need me doing that. Maybe you believe that about your children. I won't about mine, just because I know the nature of kids and teenagers. I know physiologically their brains are developing. They don't scientifically, it's proven that young people, teenagers, don't think about the outcome of what they're going to do before they do it. It's just not the way their brain functions. It's not something that's taught to them. It's not something that is the part of our culture. It's always been that way. Shakespeare said something, and I'm paraphrasing. He even said, you know, I wish I could say it better, but he said something along the lines of, if only we could skip the ages of 13 to 20 because we make such stupid decisions during those ages. This is something that's happened for all of history. Young people have done these types of things, and they don't make smart decisions. So as mom and dad, our job is to make these decisions for them. It's to step in and look and see what's going on and help be their reason, help be their logic, and especially online, because you know it. You've dealt with it too, even as an adult. You see and you feel like you're safe or you're secure online, and you can do things that other people aren't going to hear or aren't going to see, and it's going to be okay. But in reality, it's not that. That's not the case. You're going to come across things that people will see, and you're going to be that can be offended. And you've done it. You've posted something that hurt somebody's feelings, and you've had to apologize. You've had to send them a private message, hopefully, and say, I'm sorry, or you've got into a debate and you wish you never posted it. Your kids do this kind of thing just like you do, but they do it more often. And often it's about things even more sensitive. It's things like these Instagrams of nude pictures of girls, or it's like things like this, you know, getting bullied or being picked on in school, and they feel like these kids posted on Facebook, we're going to come shoot you. They had obviously some false sense of security and anonymity online that just isn't the case. It's a myth. It's not real. You're not really anonymous. People know who you are and can find you. And so as parents, we've got to keep an eye on what our kids are doing online. And I tell you this, if you don't know anything about it, you don't know anything about Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, your kids don't need to be on it. And if you don't know anything about technology like an iPhone or a tablet like an iPad or an Android tablet, and you don't know how to monitor what's going on and what's on there, your kids don't need it. Or if their eyes are on it, your eyes are on it at all times. That's it. I've said it before, and that's just my stance on it as a parent and as somebody who tries to help parents be the number one influence in the lives of their kids. That's the way it's got to be. And these are two news stories just from this month just a couple weeks ago that came out that said, yes, parents, mom and dad, you've got to keep your eyes on what your kids are doing online, especially on social media, because that is social. Social means with other people, and media means where everyone can see it. And so it's important that you pay close attention to that. So now, those are the news stories, parents in the news. And if you've got any information or any thoughts on any of those, if you've heard any news stories, or if you've got any stories of your own about the way you monitor your kids' Facebook or Twitter and how it's helped, you can email us at 4pointfamilies@gmail.com. That's FOURpointfamilies@gmail.com. Or you can call us at 417-501-6551. That's 417-501-6551. We'd love to play a voicemail on the show and hear what you have to say about it all. So without any further ado, we're going to get to the main topic of our show, our main content, and we're going to talk about what is the top five on iTunes right now. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. So for iTunes top five, here's the gist of what we're going to do. I used to do this in a show with my cousin that I did back in the day called Too Much Information Podcast, and we would just listen to a portion of a song. We would talk about it and what we think it's all about, what the main gist and point is for parents, and what the artist is kind of all about. And I'm going to do something similar to that. I've heard all these songs all the way through. I'm only going to play the sample that's on iTunes. Legally, I can't play any more than that on a podcast because I don't own these songs. I'm just playing the sample that anyone could go and listen to for free on iTunes. So there's no legal ramifications for me playing these. But I'm going to play them from number five all the way down to number one. And we're just going to, just briefly, I'm just going to spend a minute, 2 minutes talking about what I feel like the song, kind of the message of the song, what it's all about. And just know this is iTunes top five. There's also Spotify, and YouTube has top music that's on there with music videos. That's a whole other animal. That's probably another show altogether, because the music videos often have content on them that don't relate to the song, and sometimes they can be inappropriate for younger kids or even older kids sometimes. But tonight we're just talking about iTunes top five. Spotify pretty much correlates with what iTunes is. I did some cross-checking, and there's a difference here and there with where they stand in the top five, but it's still the top five, same top five songs, at least today, as of the 15th of April. So without any further ado, let's do song number five is entitled Sing, and it's by Ed, I believe it's pronounced Sheeran, S-H-E-E-R-A-N, Sheeran. It's called Sing. If you feel the falling, won't you let me know? If you love me, come on, get involved. Feel it rushing through you from your head to toe. Oh, love is a blaze, I saw flames from the side of the stage, and the fire brigade comes in a couple of days. Until then, we got nothing to say and nothing to know, but something to drink and maybe something to smoke. Let it go until our roads are changed, singing we found love in a local raid. No, I don't really know what I'm supposed to say, but I can just figure it out and hope and pray. I told her my name, I said it's nice to meet you, then she handed me a bottle of water filled with tequila. I already know she's a keeper, just from this one small act of kindness. I'm in deep, if anybody finds out, I'm meant to drive home, but I don't call of it now, no. So we're enough, we just sit on the couch, one thing led to another, now just kiss on my mouth. I need you, darling, come on, set the tone. If you feel the falling, won't you let me know? Ooh. There is Sing by Ed Sheeran. Somebody knows that, email me. I can't even find a pronunciation online at the moment. But that's a song called Sing. And from the sample, I've heard the whole song, but just from the sample alone, you can tell what it's kind of about. It's about meeting some girl who is everything I wanted her to be, because we smoke something, we drink something, and then she's kissing my mouth. So that's kind of the theme of the song. And It kind of hints at the alcohol thing, talking about the bottle of water filled with tequila, talking about we can drink something and then smoke something, you know, that kind of thing. But obviously a song probably meant for the older groups, older kids, very catchy. As far as just the song itself goes, man, I love that. I can't do it, of course, but I love that. That's really catchy. The acoustic guitar thing's catchy. Very good beat, which means your kids are going to like it. And when the drums kick in and stuff, it's really cool sounding. But content-wise, the message of the song is about hooking up, like a lot of songs are these days. And for the record, hooking up these days doesn't mean getting together and dating. That is a sexual encounter now. If you know, in case your kids say that and you don't know that's what that means, that's what it means. When you hook up with somebody, that means it's a one-night stand, basically. But that's kind of what the song's about. It's about hooking up with a girl. It's about, you know, if you need me, you got to let me know. You set the tone, girl. You know, you kind of lead me on and let me know what this is all about tonight. And, you know, one thing led to another. She was kissing my mouth is kind of the theme there. So kind of a no-brainer. The lyrics are pretty much right there for you. But if you don't listen, if you don't check it out, you don't know. And that's why I'm here. I'm trying to help you out. The next song, you know, I promise you do. This is Let It Go by Idina Menzel from the movie Frozen.
You always have to be concealed, don't feel, don't let them.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to play of that one, because you've heard it, and there's not much to tell you about that, because everybody on the planet knows that song by heart, I think. But that's Let It Go, Frozen. It's number 4 on iTunes, and that's all I'm going to say about it. It's obviously from the movie Frozen. You know what it's about. It's about she couldn't have her powers where everybody could see it. She was scared, and now she's singing about, now I can live out here in the mountains all by myself and build myself a castle out of ice, and it'll be wonderful. It'll just be fabulous, and I'm going to love my life out here in the wilderness, in the mountains, with my castle. And I'm going to make ice crystals and a big giant snowman that just wants to cuddle, except for when you anger him, and then he will beat you up and say, you know, and stay out, or don't come back. So I've seen that movie 373,442 times since it came out on DVD, thanks to my 3 children. And in fact, they will sit in the backseat of my car and they will recite the entire movie, sing every song in the movie in order all the way through. And it's just amazing, right? But so that's that. Let It Go. The next song is called All of Me, and it's by John Legend. Let's see if I can get that to play here.
Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you, even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. My rhythm and blues, I can't stop singing. It's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing.
This guy's in too deep. He's in too much in love. He's just in love with this girl. Everything about her just melts him. You know the feeling? I do. That's how I feel about my wife and my children, I think. But this song's it's basically your love song, your typical love song. It's a very beautiful song. It's one I sing in the shower quite often myself. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just going to confess right now. Time for confessions. I like the song. It's very catchy. It's very sweet, I feel like. It's kind of a sweet song. I love the all your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. It's kind of a, I love you, just who you are, everything about you I love, I adore. And it's a very loving song to me, I think. And you know, if romantically you've got issues, your kids kind of, maybe you've got a daughter who gets a little too into the romantic kind of thing, this is definitely a song that you want to pay attention to if she's listening to. Or a young man who kind of has some issues, maybe the hearing about curves and edges can set them off to some extent. You know, to know your kids. But this song to me is, it's clean. It's not necessarily, it's not about sex. It's about love, which a lot of times they correlate together. This song's more about love and just loving every part of her and everything about her. Talking about being in over his head and being so deep, you know, my head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine, that kind of thing. It's very cool, very good imagery, pretty song. A ballad, love ballad, that's really about love. You don't get those that often anymore. So it's kind of refreshing, I think, this one. So that was number three, and then we're going to come back to number two now. This is West Coast by Lana Del Rey. Kind of a catchy tune as well. Should be jumping in here any second now. This is Lana Del Rey, West Coast. This song, if you go read the lyrics, it's kind of subtle. But it's basically about this guy makes her hot. So it's kind of a sensual type song. Her voice, obviously, as you could tell, is that way. It's more lean. It's a pretty song, I guess. You know, I like the beat. I like the rhythm of it, the way it sounds. It's a good sounding song. Lyrically, though, the message of it is just kind of, I mean, if you want to call it a message, is just, you know, she's turned on by this guy, and she's communicating it in a creative way, very subtly through her song here. Some of the lyrics that will kind of highlight the whole, the lust, kind of lustful sound of it is, you're feeling hot at the show, I'm feeling hot to the touch, you say you miss me the most, I say I miss you so much, something keeps me real quiet, I'm alive, I'm a lush, your love. Down on the West Coast, they got their icons, their silver starlets, the queens of Saigon, but you've got the music, down on the West Coast, they love their movies. Let's see, you push it hard up all the way, I'm feeling hot and on fire. I guess that no one ever really made me feel like I'm a child. They all say, ooh, carino boy, it's you I desire. Your love. The chorus says, I can see my baby swinging. His parliament's on fire and his hands are up on the balcony and I'm singing, ooh, baby, I'm in love. I can see my sweet boy swaying. He's crazy, cabano como, yo, my love. On the balcony and I'm saying, move, baby, I'm in love. Kind of sounds like it's a boy in the show, in the crowd at her show. That kind of gets her worked up, and she's singing some songs about it, so it's lovely, but it's subtle. I think, you know, it's no mystery what it's about, really, if you really think about the lyrics there, but it is subtle, so your kids may not catch on right away what it's all about, but it definitely has that sultry kind of groove and sound to it, and her voice alone is enough to kind of give you that indication of the tone of the song. So that's one that you just kind of pay attention to how your kids respond to it, if they like it, if they listen to it. You know, this my main thing with all these things is just listen with your kids. Pay attention to these songs along with them, and don't make it something that they're just it's off limits and they don't know why. Talk to them about it. Say, what do you think she's talking about in this song? And why do you think this guy makes her feel the way this song sounds like it makes her feel? And use this music to kind of teach your kids about how love's not about feelings, and that's called lust, and it's not the same as love. And I mean, these are all teachable opportunities. My cousin Josh Blaze used to say on the TMI podcast, teachable moments. Take every teachable moment you can and teach your kids something. Use these songs. They're going to like them anyway. Their friends are listening to them. Don't shun them. Don't shelter them from them. Use them. And say, well, why do you think your friends like this song? What do they like about it? And they're going to say the beat and stuff, but then talk about the message of it. Last song here is one that you've heard, I've heard, we've all heard it again. It's called Happy. It's from the movie Despicable Me 2, but it's by Pharrell Williams. And it's a really catchy and awesome song. And so let's check it out. I wish we could jam to more of it than just this 30-second spot, but that's all we can do on the show. By Pharrell Williams. Probably knew that from just knowing it, seeing YouTube videos set to it or covers of it, or you may have just seen it on Despicable Me 2 at the end. But that song is just about happiness and choosing to be happy because you can and because you just are happy. There's really no hidden message in this song. Even the video, it just shows people dancing and being happy. You know you dance when you hear it. You can't help it. I can't help it. This is a song I turn on in the kitchen when I'm doing dishes, and it helps me just get the dishes done and dance around and have a good time while I do it. So this is a good song. It's a fun song, and I wouldn't have a problem with anybody's kids jamming out to Happy by Pharrell Williams. But there's our iTunes Top 5. Remember that I don't own any of these songs. The samples I played you are the samples you could listen to right now for free on iTunes. Your kids are probably downloading them. They have them downloaded. They've probably already been jamming to them on Spotify or on YouTube or somewhere. So ask your kids about these songs. Sound hip, you know. Just say, hey, man, what do you think about that All of Me song? Man, that song's legit. Don't say legit. Your kids will look at you funny. But but go ahead and talk to your kids about the stuff they listen to, the music they listen to. Be a part of that part of their life. They want you to be. They may not tell you that. They may not act like it sometimes. But they want you to be a part of their lives. They want you to be included. And they want you to include them in that part of your life. And they want to know that you care about that area of their life as well. So include them. Jump in. Tell them. Let them know you know some things. At least top five. And go to iTunes on your phone. If you got an iPhone, iTunes is on it. It's called the iTunes Store. And it's a purple icon with a circle and a music notes. Click it. Go to the top of the charts there and just listen to those samples and do that every now and then, every few weeks, and because it changes here and there, and see what's popular and what you think about it. And if something you want to hear more of, you can search for that song on YouTube and hear the whole thing without buying it. Now, if you want to listen to it a ton, you need to, you know, subscribe to Spotify if you want to own it or buy it or something like that. But typically you can just listen to it on YouTube to get the gist. You can Google a song and read the lyrics, decide what you think it's about. If you got questions about some of these songs or anything like that you see on iTunes, email me. I'd love to talk about it on the show, fourpointfamilies@gmail.com. Or you can call us at 417-501-6551, and I would just love to talk about it. If you have any questions about any songs on iTunes, top 5, top 10, top 15 songs that nobody listens to but your kid, I'd love to check it out and just tell you what I think about it. You know, I don't know that I didn't write the songs, but I sure do know how to kind of hear what I think is meant by it and at least give you my thoughts on it. So I'm no expert, but I'm here, the one talking about it, so I'll keep doing it as long as you're listening. Let's talk about a Facebook question. This episode of the 4 Point Families podcast is brought to you by 4pointfamilies.com. You can check out our website to see blog posts concerning the culture and what's going on in our society, resources that are there to put in the parents' toolkit for raising their kids up in the way that they should go. You can also find out more information on how to get our ministry to come to your church and minister to the families in your congregation. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for visiting 4pointfamilies.com. All right, so I put on Facebook this question. It is, what is a song, artist, movie, TV show your parents didn't let you watch or listen to that you couldn't resist so you snuck around? And I got a bunch of replies on this, and I'm going to use first names only. James said, my wife watched MTV. For me, it was a crappy movie that wasn't any crappy movie that wasn't scrambled on a satellite dish. I know his story. He was brought up pretty sheltered, so I could see that any movie he could watch that wasn't approved, he'd watch it. Ashley says, when I was a teenager, I wasn't allowed to watch Dawson's Creek, so being the good, obedient child I was, I didn't. But when I got older, I watched a few episodes. I was really disappointed. It's not really that good of a show. Isn't that the way? It's disappointing. We also weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons. I caught an episode on TV when I moved into my first apartment and just laughed. That is literally the dumbest show ever. I agree. The Simpsons is the dumbest show ever, and it's awesome. Allison, she's my cousin. I called her Allie when she was a kid. I haven't seen her in a long time, but on Facebook I do. She said Linkin Park, Hybrid Theory. There you go. Then she said, I had so many burned copies of that album that it didn't matter when my parents found them. I always had a backup. They have since recanted their position that it was bad music when they actually broke down and listened to the songs instead of judging it based on the fact that they didn't know who they were. Because many of the lyrics in that was very positive. Linkin Park had some very positive lyrics most of the time. Sean says, when we were in the States my 7th grade year, on Friday and Saturday nights, I would wait until my parents were in bed so I could watch MTV. Back then, they actually showed music videos. I would sit crazy close to the TV and have the volume at 1. Never got caught. I used to do that too. Turn the volume way down. Chris says, any secular music? Cake, Semisonic, anything like that. I know, bro. I know. Johnny says, you can't do that on television. My parents hated that show. Michael says, Power Rangers, because it made us fight. We also couldn't play GoldenEye on Nintendo 64 because we'd yell at each other. Those are good reasons. Kevin says, Beavis and Butthead. He also says, I can use his whole name. His middle name is Richard. Kevin Richard Russell said Beavis and Butthead. He said his mom would get so mad when his best friend and him would walk around talking like Beavis and Butthead. Robert says, Green Day and The Simpsons. Her name's Barbie on Facebook. She says her mom used to tell her she couldn't watch scary movies. When she was 7 or 8, she fell to peer pressure and watched Nightmare on Elm Street. Never told her so she wouldn't get upset with her, but the nightmares were worse punishment than anything her mom could have done. I'd had the same experience with Poltergeist. Ugh. Oof. I still to this day don't even like to think about that movie. Mariah says MTV. Brad says Pee-wee's Playhouse. I grew up with that one, man. I can't believe you weren't allowed to watch that. Melinda, my wife, says she doesn't remember having much her parents told her she couldn't watch because she didn't have cable at home. But anytime she was alone at someone's house that had cable, she'd watch the stupid MTV shows. They sure were stupid. They only got stupider. Robert. Oh, he says, too funny, Brad. It's a funny show. Bettina says, you can't do that on television. And Roseanne. Randy, she says, she watched Dirty Dancing with her aunt when she was 15. At her aunt was 17. At her grandparents' house, after everyone else went to bed, she felt so guilty. It was all her aunt's idea, but she wanted to be cool, so she watched with her. Shara says, 90210, Dirty Dancing, New Kids on the Block, Color Me Bad. She said, did I just age myself? No, but you were a naughty, naughty girl. Shauna says, I couldn't watch Bewitched, nor could we go to the movies. I would sneak to the Dollar Theater across town, hoping not to get caught because of being a preacher's kid. But someone from the church saw me. They never did tell, though, probably because they were seeing the same movie, Top Gun. Top Gun was in theaters? They had Top Gun out when theaters existed? I'm just kidding. Those are great. I had tons of those. I mean, I would, my mom would go into a store when we were in the car waiting for her, and we would listen to the secular radio station while she's in the store, and she'd come back out and we'd switch it real quick. We were so happy to have those, the number one button you push to go right back to that Christian radio station, and she never knew we were on the rock station. And we did that all the time. Or I did the same thing with movies. I'd sit so close, or MTV, I'd sit close to the TV late at night so my mom couldn't hear it. So I didn't have to turn it up. Nobody would hear it. And I could sit so close that I could hear what's going on. And so funny. But just a reminder, man, you guys did the same thing. Your kids are going to be looking out and trying to get a hold of things that you don't want them to. Keep a heads up. Pay attention. And, man, if you look back at some of those shows that we weren't allowed to watch and we didn't watch, and I promise you, none of us are broken because we weren't allowed to watch it. None of us are destroyed. We're not having to go to counseling, I wouldn't think, because we weren't allowed to do these things. It's just funny stories now. And so if your kids have funny stories someday because you had a stance on something they weren't allowed to watch or listen to or go see, that's fine. Let them have those funny stories someday and make fun of you someday, because right now you're protecting them and you're being the number one influence in their life. That's what it's all about, and that's what we are all about at 4 Point Families. Thank you for listening. Please, please, please check us out at 4pointfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/4pointfamilies, twitter.com/4pointfamilies, 417-501-6551. We're still waiting on our first voicemail. Give us a call. You can email us at 4pointfamilies@gmail.com. If you call and you're our first voicemail, let us know. I will mail you a prize. I will mail you something awesome. So call us and give us a voicemail question to be the first one ever, the 4 Point Families, and we will mail you something. It may be something the kids make, but it'll be something we'll mail you. So we are missionaries after all. I'm not going to go buy you an iPod. But there you go. If you want to support our ministry and become partners with us in ministry, you can check out 4pointfamilies.com and click through the links to do that with the Assemblies of God Online Giving. But thank you so, so much for listening. And thank you for being the number one influence in the lives of your kids. God bless you. Goodbye.